702. The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
Right, let's focus on news from around the world. Adam Gilchrist, there was a very big meeting in Moscow yesterday. Big Vlad with Big G.
Yeah, there they are. Was it Thanos and Loki is maybe getting together? That'd be one way of portraying it. If America's portraying itself as Captain America, I think probably we can all agree it's not quite like that. It's not quite cut and dried that these are the bad guys, but nonetheless, two heavyweight nations who have traditionally been absolutely at loggerheads, very different types of communism back in the day, very different types of leader slash autocratic dictator in the current day. But they called each other dear friend, Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping, dear friend, they said to each other as they met. They're meeting again today as well. The concern from Western allies and Ukraine's allies is that China could give more than just trade and technological support and could become a military ally of Russia, which would be a big concern for Ukraine and indeed for others, and probably Taiwan, if we're going to throw them into the mix as well. But there's no indication yet that that is the case. And China has produced its own peace plan for Ukraine, suggesting that the sovereignty of all nations should be respected, which would include Ukraine. But how much of Ukraine it would be include would be another one. We don't entirely know exactly what they'll thrash out in their second day of talks today. But maybe they'll get a little bit, maybe we'll be surprised, and maybe they'll turn out to be Iron Man and the Black Widow. It's possible.
Talking of Ukraine, Adam, talk to me about the miracle bandages saving lives on the front lines.
Yeah, quite something this. Very, very simple. So this is doctors saying, you know, thanking their lucky stars and thanking the fact that right at the start of the invasion by Russian forces, that they ordered a load of bandages from a small company in Somerset in England that produces them, soaked essentially in shrimp juice or shrimp shells and the extract from that, because it's something that apparently fishermen have known for centuries. There is a substance in shrimp shells, not easy to say three times quickly, that have something in them. Chitosan, I believe is how it's pronounced. Chitosan helps blood clot and coagulate and stops bleeding. So obviously the bandages are doing their work, the tourniquets are doing their work, but the fact is that the shrimp shells act as an extra way of stopping bleeding. And Ukrainian doctors have absolutely come out and said it's a lifesaver thousands of times over, a remedy once used for fish hook injuries since the 1700s, now on the battlefield in a modern war.
Talk to me. We call it a braai here in South Africa, and it being a public holiday today, our human rights day, lots of us are going to be doing it. But can a barbecue be too much of a good thing?
Yeah, okay. I know this is going to be hard for you guys, you know, in a braai nation, and obviously come Heritage Day, I want you to forget about this story completely. But even today, if you are thinking of a braai, let me take you to Bavaria in Germany, where a man has successfully sued his neighbor for barbecuing too much. We're in the town of Bad Tölz, or Bad Smells, or Bad Neighbors, maybe. Bad Tölz, a 75-year-old man, argued that the smoke and smell of grilled meat every single day was too awful for him and his wife. They all live in an apartment block, and the braai guy does it out on the terrace. First court appearance, kicked out. Second court appearance, a dozen other neighbours joined in and agreed they did not like the daily whiff of barbecued steaks and sausage and whatever else was being chucked on. The Bavarian court has now ruled that the barbecuer must back off and can only now set up his braai 4 times a month and not on 2 consecutive days. He couldn't do a Saturday and a Sunday, for instance. 4 times a month, basically once a week, or else face a €250,000 fine. So potentially a 5 million rand fine, I think that works out at, for grilling too much. Imagine the grilling in court was nothing like the grilling that you'd be giving him. I know. As I say, it must sit very uncomfortable. Now, instantly forget this story, yeah?
I mean, you might as well fine him for breathing. Well, tell you what, that barbecue should just come to South Africa. We'll be brying all day. We've got the cricket against the West Indies. There'll be lots of friendly smells for him to enjoy here in South Africa throughout this day. I can tell you that for free. Adam Gilchrist with this morning's Worldview.